And so with the big children that are left here this morning, I pray that God will speak to you in a familiar way. It's good when we know that God is speaking to us because it encourages our hearts, it lifts our spirits, and it gives us a sense of, yeah, things are happening, things are moving. And this morning I'm going to talk on the subject or the theme of stepping out and stepping forward. But before we come to those things, I'm going to read some verses to you. They're found in Acts chapter 2. And you may have heard this story before. You may have heard these verses before. The heading of the passage of scripture is called Peter Preaches to the Crowd. And I'm going to pick it up from verse 14, which says this. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about it. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on earth below. Blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So that's our passage of scripture this morning. The very first sentence from that passage of scripture says that those words, "Then Peter stepped forward." And this morning, I'd like to talk to you about this theme of stepping out and stepping forward. It's taking from that story that we've just read. Stepping out. What is it to step out? If you step out, you're in one place and you're stepping out from wherever you are to somewhere else. And then the natural thing to do is that if you step out, the next step of the process is to take a step forward. Just like what Peter did all of those years ago. He stepped out and he took a step forward. And I suppose that kind of movement, that type of picture, that which we're talking about, are all by faith. That's what we're talking about this morning. So if somebody was willing to step out from wherever they are in life or in faith and take that step forward, they're taking that step forward by faith or into faith. And back in those days, that's what Peter was preaching. He was preaching all about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he spoke about Jesus. And if anybody has ever come to faith, which we know have, that's why we're here this morning, at some point in their lives, they made a decision to step out from the crowd or step out of where they are in life or situation. And they took that step forward into the things of faith. And as I was thinking about these things, I remember a good few years ago when I was living in Wales, I was working in this construction job. Part of my job was to load the lorries with the concrete blocks so that they could go and get delivered to the various sites and things like that. And it was my job to load the lorries every day with a fork truck, loading the lorries with the concrete blocks. But all the time I was working there, I wanted to be working in the area of faith. And so I was in one place, but I wanted to be in another. And then, long story short, I had an opportunity to go and work in Swansea Prison. And to go forward and take that step of stepping out of one employment and stepping into another, it was easy because it was something that I wanted. And when you want something, stepping out of where you are and stepping into the thing that you want is easy. Because it excites you. You think to yourself, oh yeah, I want this. I welcome this into my life. But what about the flip side? What about the other side of the coin? There's a question that I'd like to put to you this morning, and the question is this. Why is it so difficult for you, for me, for people to step out and step forward into the things of faith? When you're not too sure what that may mean, when you're not too sure what is coming down the road towards you, the question is, why can it be so difficult for people to step out of wherever they are and take that step forward into the things of faith? Or into the things that God is bringing to your door or bringing onto your path. Stepping out and stepping forward at times can be difficult for people. It ain't so easy. There are many battles that one has to overcome in their mind or in their heart in order to take that step out and take that step forward. And as I was thinking about these things and asking myself and asking you the question, why is it so difficult? I found myself answering the question. And so I've come up with three answers. And I don't know if you're going to agree with these things. But here, look, we'll go with these things anyway. One of the reasons why people find it difficult to step out and take that step forward in the things of faith is comfort zone. Comfort zone. You know what a comfort zone is? A comfort zone is when you're in a zone in your life where you're comfortable. And when you're in a comfort zone, you don't want to move. Because being in the comfort zone is, no, I like it here. I actually like it here. I don't want to go back to where I was, but I'm not really in the humor of kind of going forward. I like where I am. And when I think about a comfort zone, there's this picture that comes to my mind, and I've done this. Have you ever heard of a duvet day? Do you know what a duvet day is? A duvet day is when you get your duvet, you know, off your bed. You get your duvet and you bring it downstairs or maybe into the bedroom or onto the couch. You get onto the couch and you get your duvet and you wrap it around you. And you have your munchies, your food to the left here. And you have your cup of tea or your cup of coffee to the right here. And then you have your remote control in your hand here. And you're on the couch. And you've got your duvet and you're all comfortable and you're all snug and you have your munchies, you have your coffee, you have your tea, you have your remote and you have whatever's on the TV because you're enjoying it. And when you're having a duvet day, you're in the comfort zone. And if anybody walks into the room when you're in your comfort zone, the message to everybody is, I'm not moving. I am not moving for God nor man. I am staying where I am. Don't ask me to do anything because I'm not going to do it because I'm having a duvet day. Have we all had a duvet day at some point in our life? Yes, we have. We've all been in that particular place where we're in that comfort zone. And when you're in the comfort zone, when you're in the duvet day zone of your life, what you're saying to yourself and what you're saying to everybody around you is, don't ask me to move. I don't want to move. I like where I am. I want to stay where I am because it's safe and it's comfy. And one of the reasons why we find it difficult to step out in faith and step forward into the things of faith is simply because there are times and seasons in our lives where we're in the comfort zone. You're in the comfort zone, and when you're in the comfort zone, you don't want to move. You think, oh no, I like it here. I don't want to move. Don't ask me to move. The comfort zone. I have another reason. Reason number two is one of the reasons why people find it difficult, and I may find it difficult, or you, to step out where you are and step into and step, take that step forward into the things of God or into the things of faith is you don't know. You don't know what you're stepping into. Have you ever had a time in your life you think, actually, I don't know what I'm stepping into. I don't know too much about it. I don't know what's it's all going to look like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I don't know what it's what's all going to happen. I don't know how it's all going to unravel and how it's all going to work out. And sometimes in life, we don't know. And when we don't know, it's difficult then to take that step of faith or to take that risk to move forward because you say to yourself, well, because I don't know, it's actually easier to stay where I am than it is to take a step into the unknown. Because when you take a step of faith, you're taking a risk, aren't you? Because you don't know how it's all going to unravel. You don't know how things are all going to work out. And sometimes we may arm ourselves with the answer of, well, I don't know. And because I don't know, I'm not going to make any decision. And we live in a world, we live in an age where people want to know. They want to know every detail. You know, if you ask somebody to do something, you say, well, tell me about it first. Tell me what I'm doing. Tell me what's going to happen. Tell me the outcome of what of everything that's going to happen if I actually take this step or if I move forward. People like to know. But when they don't know, they feel uncomfortable because they're in that zone of the unknown. And one of the reasons why people find it difficult to take that step out of where they are and into something of God or something of the things of faith is because they don't know. But we know the one whom we follow. And his name is the Lord Jesus. And we know him because we have been following him for many times and many years. When I was thinking about these things, I was reminded of two scriptures. One of them is found in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. And it says this: we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And so the Bible teaches, don't be afraid to make plans. Don't be afraid to kind of say, here, look, I'd like to do this tomorrow, or I'm thinking about doing this in the future, and to commit your plans into God's hands. And to commit and trust those things that are in your heart or in your mind, the plans of your heart, the plans or the aspirations of your future, to commit those things into God's hands. Because the Bible teaches that when you make your plans, it is him who determines your steps. And often we have found that as we've looked back upon our lives, we've realized actually God has made the way for me as I have trusted our lives to him. Another scripture in this kind of theme and in this type of idea is Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24 says this: the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And so that scripture is talking about that God makes firm the steps of his people. So don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid to take that step out and take that step forward in the things of faith or in the things of God, because you know that the one whom you follow is gone before you. He will provide a way. He will make the steps that you take firm like the sure-footed of a deer. That when you take the step out and when you begin to walk by faith, you can be sure that he has a hold of you and the steps that you take will be firm because you're taking them in accordance with God and in accordance with obedience and in accordance with his spirit. And so the Bible teaches, don't be afraid, even if you don't know. If you kind of feel to yourself, I don't know what to do, don't be afraid to take that step of faith. Step out and step forward into the things of God. So the first reason why people find it difficult to step out and step forward is because they're in the comfort zone, in the duvet day. Another reason is because they don't know. And you can think, oh, I don't know. So don't let not knowing stop you from moving forward. And then the third reason that I kind of came up with, that why one of the reasons why people find it to step out and move forward in the things of God is they're afraid. You're afraid, like. And I'll hold my hands up. There have been times where I've been afraid. Sometimes we're afraid of what other people will think. Have you ever experienced that? You're afraid to kind of move forward. Or you're afraid to take that step because you're thinking about, well, what will everybody say if I do this, if I make this decision? Because if you do that, you're putting it out there into the eyes and into the visibility of everybody that's around you and that you do life with. And so one reason is we're afraid often of what other people will think. Sometimes the thoughts of other people can hold you back because you think, oh no, I'm afraid. What will they say? What will they think if I actually take this step of faith? Another reason is not only afraid of what others think, sometimes we're afraid of failure. You know, if you take that step and you think, what happens if I fail? What happens if it doesn't go right? What happens if it all goes wrong? We don't want to fail. And so the natural ability within us is to protect ourselves. And so sometimes we're afraid that it might all go wrong and it won't work out the way I thought about it in my mind. But don't be afraid to take a step out or take a step forward in your faith, because God has you. God has a grip and a hold of you, often stronger than what you have of him. There are times when we're holding on to the Lord and we think, oh, well, I've only got you by a thread. But his hold on you is stronger than your hold on him. So don't be afraid to step out and step forward in your faith. Another reason is we're afraid of our own ability. Do you ever look at somebody else and think, they do it so well? They do it so well. You look at other people and you think, and they great. And they wonderful. Sometimes we look at others and we compare ourselves to people and we think, are I not as good as them? They're brilliant. They just ooze wonder. And often we compare ourselves to other people and we look at the worst of ourselves and the best in others and we think, I could never match up to that. Like, and don't do that. We often do that, but don't try not to do that, because those sort of things would hold you back from moving forward in your relationship and in the things of faith as you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the last thing got to do with being afraid is sometimes we're afraid of what other people think. Sometimes we're afraid of not having the ability to do something, or that we might fail. But the last thing got to do with fear is sometimes we're afraid of responsibility. Because if you take a step of faith and you step out and you step into something new, sometimes that means more responsibility. And you think, oh, I don't want more responsibility. I want more freedom. And so the fear of having more responsibility can be heavy upon the heart and heavy upon the mind. And so they're just three answers that I've come up with of why people, myself, yourself, us, may find it difficult to step out from where you are and step into something new in the things of God and in the things of faith. As I was thinking about these things, I began to think about somebody that I know. There's a person that I know, and this person is great. Like, I look at them and I think, you've got so much talent. You've got so much ability. You've got so much kind of gifting. In fact, when I look at them, I think to myself, you've got so much potential. This person, have you ever looked at somebody you think, they've got great potential? And when I think of this person, and I know this person, I look at them in that light. They've got so much potential. They could do so much. But often what has happened in this person's life is they've been presented with opportunities to do stuff. A variety of different things. And when those opportunities have presented themselves to this individual, do you know what they've said? They said, no. No, I'm not going to step out into that, or I'm not going to take a step forward and kind of give that a go. And I often think to myself, you've actually robbed yourself. You've robbed yourself of the goodness of what could have been. You've robbed yourself of the potential of just the goodness of life and experiencing the different colours and the flavours of life, even with its challenges, even with its difficulties. But because the individual continually says, no, I'm not going to step out, I'm not going to step forward, in fact, I just want to stay where I am, I often think you've just robbed yourself of what could have been. There's that old saying, have you ever heard a saying, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. And I think of these things in line with that. Often, it's worthwhile taking a step out and taking a risk in the things of God than just to say no. Because if you continually say, no, I'm not stepping out, I just want to stay where I am, then you might rob yourself of the goodness and of what could have been. And even if those things bring challenges and stretches at times, don't rob yourself. Don't rob yourself of what could be, of the goodness and of the flourishment of what God is bringing into your life. If something comes to your door, knocking on your door, consider it. And say to yourself, is this for me? And if you think that it is, and you're convinced that it is, don't be afraid to step out and step forward into the things of God, committing them to the Lord, because you know that He is the one that directs your steps. And when you think about all of these things, I know as well as you do that all of these things take courage. Doesn't it take courage to step out? It takes not only courage and conviction, but it takes belief. And it takes faith. And it takes strength. So these things are not easy, because often stepping out and stepping forward into the things of faith and into the things of God, they take a lot of strength and courage from us. But this man, Peter, when I think about Peter, I think to myself, here, like, if you examine his life, here was a man who had stepped out on many occasions. And we've covered Peter a variety of different times as we've looked at him on a Sunday morning. But you will know that there was a time in Peter's life when he was introduced to Jesus for the first time. And the story goes that he'd been out fishing. He was a fisherman, we all know. He was being a fisherman. And he'd been out fishing all night. And the story goes that he caught nothing. And then he came back into shore. And Jesus met him and Andrew for the first time. And Jesus steps into his boat. And then Jesus says to him, try again. Put out your nets. Let them down for a catch. And Peter says, but because you say so, I will. Now, at that particular moment, he could have come up with all the excuses in the world to say no. He could have either said, I'm a bit tired now. Like, I've been working hard all night. I actually don't have the strength and I don't have the energy. In fact, I don't even want to, because I've tried and I've failed and I've caught nothing. And all the lads will tell you, ask any one of them. Like, I just haven't got it. But he didn't. He could have armed himself with any excuse and it probably would have been viable. But he didn't. Actually, during that little season, that little time, he did. He let his nets down for a catch. And the story goes that he caught so much fish that he actually needed some of his friends to help him unload it because it was so full. And so when I think of Peter, I think right from the very start of his life of faith with Jesus, he proves and he demonstrates that here was a man that wasn't afraid to step out. You know, he stepped out, even when he could have actually just said no. And then, do you remember the other time in his life when the Gospels record that it says Peter confesses Christ? There was a time in Peter's life when it's almost like this light bulb moment. We call it revelation. It's when the light bulb moment comes on, when he finally sees with clarity. It's like when the penny drops. And he sees that Jesus is not just any kind of ordinary holy man, or he's not just a storyteller. Oh no, he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one that was to come. And he confesses Christ as Messiah. And I think to myself, there was another time in Peter's life when he stepped out of the belief system that he would have been raised in, which was the Jewish law of that time. He would have been raised in the Jewish law, just like anyone else that day. But he steps out of that and he confesses Jesus as Christ, as Lord. And he steps into almost like a new belief system. This is the one. that we've been waiting for. This is the one that I'm following. And so there was another time in Peter's life that he stepped out and he stepped forward. And I suppose you can't really talk about Peter without actually talking about walking on water. You know, there was a guy. It's recorded in the Gospels. I think it's in Matthew chapter 14. And Jesus is walking on water, which is a miracle in itself. And the lads are in the boat. Peter is in the boat with some of the other disciples. And he sees Jesus. And he's not too sure if it's Jesus. And he's like, "Is that you, Lord?" And the Lord says, "Yes, it's me." He says, "Well, if it's you, then bid me to come. Call me out towards yourself." And Jesus calls him out onto the water. And we've heard the story many times. Peter steps out of the boat and begins to walk on water, which is fascinating. And we know that what happens is the waves come. He looks at the waves and the waves come and he begins to go down and Jesus catches him. But here was a man that wasn't afraid to step out. He had the courage and he had the conviction to step out of the boat and actually make that decision, even though it went against everything that he thought, or even all logic would say, "Don't get out of the boat." But he stepped out of the boat. So when I think about Peter, I see a man who was, he stepped out. And he demonstrated, and we see through the various stories of the Gospels, that in various points in his life, here was a man who stepped out by faith and stepped forward. And even this morning when we read these verses, it says this, "Then Peter stepped forward." Some of the other translations say the same verse, but they word it differently. One of them says, "Then Peter stood up." And another one says, "But Peter taking his stand." But it's this particular version that I like a little bit more, which says Peter stepped forward. And so here was a man that could cope with, that wasn't afraid to step out. But here we see him on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit had been poured out, and he stands up and he steps forward into that role of leadership, into that role that he'd been called by God to do. And so when I think of Peter, I say, yeah, there's a guy I admire. Not afraid to step out. Not afraid to step forward. Got up to a point in his life where I don't want to sit around anymore. I don't want to be in the comfort zone. I'm not really bothered what other people think. No, I'm going to step up. I'm going to step out. And I'm going to step forward in the things of God. He wasn't afraid. And neither should you. And neither should we. God is calling you to step out of the comfort zone. Don't be afraid what other people think. Don't be afraid of if you don't have the ability. Step out and step forward into the things of God. And if somebody was to do that, they may think to themselves, "Well, what will I hold on to? What will I hold on to?" Because when you take a step forward, you're taking a step into the unknown. And often what we want to do is we want to hold on to something for a little bit of stability. Well, the Bible teaches that God will give you two things. And the first thing that he poured out on the day of Pentecost was his Holy Spirit. He'll give you his Spirit. He'll pour his Spirit into your heart. And the second thing that Peter referred to on that day was the Word of God. He quotes the minor prophet Joel. "In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit." So anybody that is willing to step out, step forward, and give themselves to God, you will have two things to hold on to. The first is the Holy Spirit of God, who will pour into your heart and strengthen you and empower you to continue to follow the Lord. And you'll also have the Word of God to stand upon, to hold on to. Do you remember the prophet, or the man David, who says, "I have hidden your word in my heart so that I will not sin against you"? Here was a man who held on to the word and retained it in his heart and kept it with him as he served the Lord. And so as we bring all of these things to a close, I'm going to give you an opportunity just to respond. And I don't know if that's something that you want to do today. It's not. It's something that I would encourage you to do is just to say to the Lord yourself, where you are now, is just to say, Lord, I want to step out. Step out of the comfort zone. Step out of the shadows of other people and out of the thoughts of other people. And I'm stepping out of any negativity that would try and hold me back or fear. But I'm stepping out and I'm actually taking that step forward towards you. Towards you. And you can be sure that God will give you two things. One, he'll give you his Holy Spirit to strengthen you and to empower you. And he'll also give you his word. His word is there for you. So lean upon it and walk with it and read it and embrace it and allow it to nourish your heart and soul. And so this morning, would you all join with me and just close your eyes? And we'll do this together. Just close your eyes where you are and just say silently. You don't have to pray out loud. Just silently in your own mind and in your own heart. If you want to, you can say, Lord, I'm stepping out today for where I am in life and where I am in faith. I'm just kind of, I want to take that step out. I'm stepping out of the boat, just like Peter, and I'm taking that step forward towards you. I want to come to you this morning, and I'm taking two steps. The first is I'm stepping out, and the second step is I'm stepping forward towards you. And as you do that, the Lord will come and meet with you by faith. All of these things are by faith. So just receive the Lord this morning. Receive him into your heart. Receive whatever it is that he has for you. And I would say, one is he wants to fill you with his Spirit. So just be open to the filling of the Spirit this morning, of God's Holy Spirit in your heart. And the second thing, just be open to receiving the word of God. To be a person who just retains the word and lives with the word and brings the word with them on their journey. God will give you two things that you can hold on to, that you can place your hand onto, and they are the Holy Spirit of God and the word of God, so that you feel that sense of stability as you walk with God. And so this morning, Lord, as we're all here, we say to you, Lord, we're stepping out of the boat. We're stepping out of the shadows of other people. We're stepping out of the comfort zone. And we're taking that positive step forward towards you and all the things that you would have for us. For we can be confident that you have a hold on our lives as we hold on to you by faith this morning. And we commit each and every one that is here this morning, and those who cannot be here, we commit each one into your loving hands. All of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. We're here this morning. If you'd like to stick around for tea and for coffee in the cafe, I'm available here.